Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about how we create our reality. Do you blame others for problems in your life, even if it was years ago when something happened? How does our inner world show itself in our outer world reality? How can you become more aware of what you're manifesting? Let's finish our month as we focus on getting clear this year in 2017.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
All right, everyone, I'm super excited about today's topic because one of the biggest things I've had to learn in my life is that I create my reality. Now, it took me a while to learn that. I was joking the other day with my coach and I said, hey, what if I have a personality conflict, right? That doesn't have anything to do with me. And she was like, nice try. So no matter what, we're creating our reality. But the thing that is amazing about this is once we get it, once we own it, once we figure it out, really, it's a huge obstacle. It's a huge amount of clutter out of your way. So I'm excited. We have a special guest we're talking to today about this. And don't be surprised if this subject comes up again in the podcast, because I think it is so essential that we learn this. So today I'm going to tell you about today's guest. RJ Hodges is a professional speaker, entrepreneur, certified personal mastery life coach, certified practitioner in the healing art of Reiki, and the creator of the coaching system Life, Living in Full Existence Education. He is a best-selling co-author of Mission Unstoppable. He is also the author of You Can't Practice at the Game, The Art of Mastering You, Volume 1, and an audiobook series called Winner Status. Welcome, RJ.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And RJ is a total rock star because we had some technical difficulties, so he came to save the day. We're doing a new program for me, so that's how we work for you here. So RJ, let's get started. Let's talk about inner clutter. What do you consider inner clutter?
That's a question that I've been asked before, and I've thought about it because I've heard it explained in different ways. But for me, inner clutter is anything that is choking the life force. Anything that's choking that inner guidance system. And I want to kind of explain that because I want to make sure that people, you know, truly understand where I'm coming from. And here's how I put it. It's going to be a long, short story. But if we think about it, this physical body that we live in, it's intelligent. I think we all would agree. This physical body pretty much works on its own. There are scientists that still don't understand how certain things about this physical body function. So basically, when we're born, it's designed to work in an intelligent, specific way until we interrupt this system. So until we start putting, you know, McDonald's and fast foods and bad air and bad water, until we start putting those things in ourselves, this physical body is designed to do a certain thing. We interrupt it, so it starts to go left, if you will. Now, here's the best way I can explain the inner you. And when we can do this together for all of the audience. So when I count to three, I want you to say the word great, but I don't want you to move your mouth. I don't want you to verbalize it. I just want you to internally say the word great. I'm going to do it too. So on three, one, two, three. So now if the audience, if you did that with us, you just said great. And here's the funny thing. You heard yourself say great, right? Mm-hmm. But you didn't speak anything. Which means that the physical part of you had nothing to do with that. That lets you know that there is an inner part of you. There is an inward, you know, person or spirit or innate intelligence living in you. And I truly believe that that innate intelligence is designed to guide us into the perfect path that we're supposed to be in. Here's where the inner clutter comes in. That is working perfectly until we start to bombard that system with worrying and bills and frustrations and cares and fears and oh my gods and what ifs and oh my toe hurts, so it must be toe cancer, and you know, all of these things that just kind of bombard us. To me, that is the inner clutter, which goes back to it's anything that is choking the essence and the life force of that guidance system.
Excellent. I love that. I've never heard it described that way. So thank you. I thought that was really helpful. So how, if we've got our life force being choked out and creating inner clutter, how's that manifesting in our outer world? What's going on then?
Well, I mean, think about it. Whatever it is that you're having internally. So let's give that a name. Let's talk about your thought life. So if you're having inner thoughts and those thoughts are not in line with the things that you want, then that's shaping your perception. It's shaping the way you see things in this outer world. And we only operate based on how we see things. So you either operate based on your fears, you operate based on how far you're willing to go. So a lot of times that inner clutter is dictating your actions. So it's dictating how you manifest things. So in other words, if I'm fearful to start a business, if that's the inner clutter that's going on in my mind and those are the thoughts, I'm going to manifest non-business ownership, you know?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to keep working a job that I hate, but I'm not going to step out and try to start a business because the inner clutter only allows me to see that business ownership is difficult. It's impossible. No one like me could ever start something like that. That's that inner clutter talking. And because of that, you now manifest what the inner clutter is now directing you to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's a concept, but that's, to me, if we're honest with ourselves and we kind of look at why do I do the things that I do every single day, I guarantee if you're honest, you can go back and you can find a thought or a belief or a worry or a fear that supports the things that you don't do. It supports the manifestations that you have. So that inner clutter, it's just the way we see, and it prompts us to do, and we bring about the manifestation into our own world.
I want to share a quick story with you because this is so important. So one of my biggest fears as a small business owner is that I'm going to get slammed unrightfully so on social media. And sometimes you can respond to that and sometimes you can't. So true story. And you know, when RJ and I first, I always interview people to see if I want to have them on a show, and we had a great conversation because that tells me if it's someone on the same wavelength as me. So someone hadn't even hired me and we had set an appointment. And I said, you know, I need your address. You know, you haven't confirmed the appointment, so I'm going to cancel the appointment. Went off on me, said she was going to destroy me on social media. Now, the good news was this was a huge fear, but I kept with it. I felt all the emotions. And for about 60 seconds, 2 minutes, I was stressed out. And then I released it. And so I, instead of putting down the emotion and getting caught in worry and fear, I let all that come up. And I said, okay, that's my fear. And then I took action. And I said, okay, I'm going to contact two people who I know. I mean, I know a good amount about social media, but two people who can support me. And one was like, you know what? I don't think she's going to do anything. And here's why. And he actually ended up being right. And I talked to my other friend and she said, okay, here's our plan of action. It happens. Our first defense. And then this is the second defense. And so then I felt better and I let it go. And I only obsessed a little bit because, you know, I'm not perfect. So I would go back to it throughout the day. And I survived it, but I did a plan of action. And so that was a good thing because this had been on my mind for so long. And then it ended up not happening. And, you know, I looked at it as a gift of something coming up to be able to be released.
Right.
And that's a perfect example how I created my reality because I worried about it.
Yeah. And, but watch how your results came, because at some point you changed your mind about it. You said, I only stressed about it for two minutes or so. After that, you said, I'm not going to let this happen. And in the moment that you said you're not going to let this happen, you shifted. So now when you shifted, you aligned yourself with a different outcome. Now, if you had stayed in that stress, oh my gosh, she's going to destroy me. Oh my God, how am I going to bounce back from this? You would have aligned yourself with you being destroyed on social media, and you would have helped to bring about that manifestation of you being destroyed. But the moment you snapped and said, I'm not going to let this person do this to me, let me figure out what course of action I have to take, you shifted your internal, therefore you manifested something different in your external.
Excellent. Thank you, because I hadn't made that connection.
Do you keep saying you'll declutter, get organized, or pursue your dream someday, but someday hasn't come? Learn how Julie Caraccio can support you at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
How do we become more aware? Because, you know, you and I are having conversations. I know enough that I do this work constantly, but for someone who might be new to, how do we begin to recognize, okay, this is my inner clutter and it's creating my reality? How do we start?
You know, this is a question that I had all types of technical answers for years, you know, and they didn't even make sense to me, but they sounded good. They sounded good. And I, for years, I tried to figure out, give me something simple. How do I know that I'm cluttered inwardly? And here's a very simple thing. Pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to how you feel. Simply, just pay attention to how you feel. When you think about a subject matter, how do you feel about it? I was doing a coaching session the other day, and I was talking to a lady about relationships, and she was saying, you know, RJ, I don't need a relationship in my life. I'm perfectly fine. And she's been in several relationships that did not, you know, work out in the way she wanted them to work out. And I stopped her and I said, do me a favor. I said, take a deep breath. She took a deep breath. And I said, I want you to say the word relationship. And I want you to immediately just pay attention to how you feel about that word. And she said, wow, I feel anxiety. I feel fear. I said, that's how you know you have inward clutter when it comes to relationships. Because however we feel about a thing, our feelings, that's another part of that guidance system. Mm-hmm. So I always ask people, are you really happy? You know, if you're not just happy just to be alive and breathing, then you got to ask yourself, what is it that's causing me to feel this way? And I guarantee you that feeling is attached to some type of clutter. So how do you become aware? Pay attention to your feelings. If you're depressed, if you're sad, if you're just, you know, not joyful in any kind of way. The biggest thing is when things are not even going bad in your life and you still don't feel, you know, happy, or you still don't feel joyful, you got to say, wow, my feelings are trying to tell me that there's something going on with me. There is some, and I relate clutter to information.
Okay.
You know, because somebody asked me one day, they said, RJ, what is fear? And I said, fear is just information. And they go, what? And I go, yeah, fear is simple information. Perfect example. I had two nephews. Well, I still have nephews, but when they were younger, one was 4 and one was 6. So let's just say, the one that was 6, he knew all about snakes. He knew they were dangerous, they were poisonous, they bite you, you die. He knows all of that. That fear and that information dictates his actions. It dictates what he will and won't do. Now, the 4-year-old, he hadn't gotten around to that information yet. So he'll go grab a snake, he might eat it. You know, he'll bring you a snake and hand it to you. Here you go, it's a snake, it's a present. Because he doesn't have the information that snakes are dangerous and they're poisonous and they kill people. So a lot of times our inward clutter, that those feelings are telling us we have some information on whatever that subject matter is that is not in favor of what we want. And that's how we create that awareness. Wait a minute, I feel a certain way. Relationships, ooh, why do I? Mm-hmm. Money, ooh, I feel, you know, I feel some, you know, whenever somebody talk about money, if you start to cringe, chances are that's your awareness saying you have some clutter or some not so good information surrounding money, and you got to change that. You got to change it immediately because you're only going to produce and manifest that which you have the information on because you're going to act in that way.
I love that because, you know, when I started my own business, I was in an awful job, which I'm grateful for every day because if they hadn't have been so crappy to me, I don't know if I would have gotten over the fear to take that big leap. But I have to tell you, looking back, there was so much I didn't know, so much I didn't plan. Mm-hmm. However, because I didn't know that information in your language, that was a good thing because I think, especially how I have a very intuitive side, but I have a very analytical side. I think I would have, my analytical side would have gone nuts and we can't do this. And so I love that connection with information and clutter. Now, this is an important question. Why don't we own that we don't create our reality? Because I'm looking around on social media and I'm going to have to take a break soon because there's this big disconnect of that, you know, I hear it's Obama's fault. I hear it's Bush's fault. I'm like, okay, you know, good luck with the new president because who y'all going to blame this time?
And it's so somebody's fault.
Yeah. Where is this disconnect for us coming in?
This may be a long, short answer again. But to start that, I want to say, I think we don't own that because it's not an easy thing to own. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost. It's not easy to own, but on the back end of that, the whole thing about you create your reality, I think it's not easy to own because it hasn't been properly explained correctly. That's number one, because I've heard people tell people that have cancer, the kids have died, you know, you create your own reality. I have a difference of opinion than that. I think things happen, things happen to people regardless. And there may be some things in there, but I think the perception has to be is that you have to start asking yourself, how do I either correspond or contradict with my current reality? One of the things that I'm always on top of my clients about is, number one, what do you want? Because you're going to create your own reality. So what do you want? And when you identify what do you want, the next thing is, do you mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally correspond with that thing? Or do you mentally, spiritually, and emotionally and physically contradict that thing? Here's a funny story. I tell it all the time. People love it. I'm working with a client. I'm on the phone with her. And she's telling me, RJ, this year I'm going to get my health together. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. You know, I'm going to get this health thing under control. We're on the phone now. She says, wait a minute. Hold on, RJ. Yeah, let me get a number six with cheese.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, wait, what? Like, this can't be. I'm dreaming, right? I'm having a nightmare. This can't be. So I yell. I'm like, what are you, you know, at least put me on mute. Respect me enough to mute it out. She didn't do that. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, huh? And it was almost like she didn't understand. And it hit me right then. Wow. Now, this is something we need a perspective on, because most of us, we know what we want, but we are the direct opposite of that, either mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. Now, when it comes to how do we create our own reality and our role in it, I like to look at it from that standpoint, because there are some things that happen in life that you can't identify mentally, spiritually, physically, or emotionally, how you were a contradiction to it and how you played a role. Not to say that you wasn't, but I think sometimes when we just tell people you created that, it's such a turn off.
If it's a really thing, like you're talking about cancer, something horrible happening to a child. I mean, again, my spiritual perspective is, which I know not, I believe in past lives and reincarnation. So to me, all of those factors play into that. And I know that not everyone that they have that thinking. So of course, I love that you're clarifying that. So thank you.
Yeah. You know, because I've heard people tell people that over the years, and I'm like, that doesn't seem right to me. Like you can't tell a person that, because now a person is feeling like, oh, I attracted this.
Right.
You know, and the law of attraction is a lot more than just, I want it, it comes to me. It's a very deep principle that governs the universe that nobody kind of explains in depth. We just put it in a movie and tell everybody and make billions of dollars off of it. And people just run around and go, if I think it, I can have it. If I think it, I can have it. Not really understanding, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's more so getting people to understand first and foremost, just to be in line, you know, correspond with the things that you want. What is it? If you want more money in your life, the first thing you got to ask yourself is, am I properly governing myself with the money that I have? Am I spending more than I bring in? That's simple correspondence. That's because if you make, you know, $80,000 a year, but you're spending $89,000, then that's a simple thing of why you don't have money. It's really nothing spiritual in that. It's just that you're contradiction to it. You're not corresponding. You may need to sell some stuff, get a smaller house, get a cheaper car, whatever the case may be. But if you correspond, you also play a direct role in creating the reality that you want. And to me, that's kind of a beginner step to make it simple, because when you get real deep on it, people don't understand, they disconnect from it, they walk away, and they end up creating a bad reality, not understanding that it's very simple things that you're doing every single day that are just the opposite of what you want.
I love that. That is a fantastic explanation. I'm going to ask you in a moment about action steps, but is there any final thoughts that you have you want to make sure that you share with the audience that I haven't asked a question about?
Just pay attention to fear. You know, pay attention to the things that you are what-ifing over and over again in your mind, because a lot of times what we're doing is we're pre-playing things that haven't even happened yet. You know, and I say, if you're going to pre-play, why not what if in the positive? I have to stop myself now, and I fight with myself to do this. When I start what if, and I start saying, well, what if it goes right? What if instead of selling 3,000 books, I sell 3,500? Wow, what would that be like? Instead of saying, man, what if I only sell 100? You know, because we're programmed to what if in that negative. So why not what if in the positive? Why not start to change your essence and your being and get the clutter away so that that inner guidance system can lead you to the best? Because just like this physical body was designed to function in the utmost perfection ever, you were designed to live a life that way. So allow it to lead you to the best, not to the worst.
Surrounded by clutter? Exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates? Longing for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
RJ, you just made my day because I am going to put a book out. I've written some books, but I'm going to put it out on Amazon.
Okay.
But that fear came up, like, oh my gosh, what if I'm criticized? Well, let's be honest. Someone's not going to like it because you can't, you know, be,
yeah.
But look at all the everyone else that's following you, loves you now. Thank you for that reminder to not focus on that. Now, one of the things, I switched it up this year because I'm wild and crazy. Podcast, I want 3 action items
okay.
to take away from today's podcast. So what are your action items to share with everyone?
3 action items. Okay. I got a ton of them, but let's do 3. Number 1, learn to say no. You got to create a level of internal peace within your life in order to get this guidance system and this clutter away from you. So a lot of times we're agreeing with and we're going with things that aren't making us happy. If you're doing things that's making you not feel happy, people are bombarding you with their schedules, you don't want to do it, learn to say no. Sometimes just a simple no, I'm not going to be involved in that. No, I'm not coming over here today. Our Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. Some people have been invited to 30 houses, me included. I'm not going to make them all. You know, no, just hey, no, because I'm not going to stress myself out. And a lot of times, the extra overwhelming of ourselves clutters the inside of us as well. So learn to say no. The other thing is very important is to turn off outside stimulization sometimes. I truly believe in meditation. So I always tell people, you know, I teach this thing to my clients that I call order and organization. And I always say, when your eyes open in the morning, the first thing you need to do is ground yourself. Get in some place of peace before it, you know, you get off to the races and you gotta, you know, do all of this stuff. Take a minute to meditate. Take a minute to turn off the outside stimuli. What I just talked about, the information and the fear, a lot of times it's coming because we're always on these timelines. Mm-hmm. We're reading everybody's drama and everybody's hardships and all of this stuff, and it's bombarding us. So sometimes we're inviting the clutter by not just turning off the outside stimuli and learning how to hear that inner spirit and that inner voice. Just like when we said the word great and you heard it clearly within yourself, I think that voice is talking all the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we can't hear it because there's so much other stuff that we're putting in that's talking on top of it. So turn off the outside stimuli, and then last but not least, align yourself with what you want versus what you don't want. People go, well, how do I do that? Very simple. Identify what you want and only pay attention to that. Always tell people, I don't pay attention to, take in, spend time with anything that does not pertain to what I want. I was writing my book and I talked to a lady. She was a self-publisher. And she told me, RJ, you may want to do something else because, you know, books aren't selling the way they used to. You're a publisher. So I said, oh, okay, well, thank you, ma'am. To talk to you later. And I hung up the phone and I called a mentor of mine who's a best-selling author. And he said, RJ, finish writing your book. I sold 15,000 books last week.
Nice. I said,
okay. So see, I need to be in line with him. I need to be in line with that information. What we often do is we want one thing, but we're in line with total different information. You want a great relationship, but all of your friends are divorced. They say no relationships are going to work out here. That, you know, no, there are no good men. There are no good women. There are no good anything. And you're in line with that information, but you want something opposite. It's never going to happen. Stay in line only with what you want and run from, reject the information of the thing that you don't want. That would be my three primary action steps.
Those are awesome. And thank you. I know it was hard to narrow it down to three. But, you know, we're trying to keep it for people to get out there and do something. Right. So RJ, please share how people can find out more information about your books. Where can they find you?
You can find me at my website. It's rjhodgesspeaks.com. You can also find me at all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff at RJ Hodges Speaks. And if I can, I can give away something for your audience, if that's okay.
Hey, go for it.
People love free. Me too. I love when I see a giveaway. So all of you guys that's listening, if you get in contact with me, find me on social media, or you email me at rjhodgesspeaks@gmail.com. I'll give you a free 20-minute coaching consultation. All that means is that we'll get on Skype or Zoom or something, and I'll find out who you are, where you're trying to be, and I'll give you some tips on how you can get there personally, some very specific stuff that's designed for you.
Wow, that's very generous. We appreciate it. Well, thank you, RJ. This was fantastic, and I'm so glad that you pursued me and kept up with it, and this is going to perfect. A good way to end our month on creating a new, getting clear in the year. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. We're going to want to tune in next month. It's the month of love. So hear how I'm talking about clutter and love. All right. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.